Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Now, as you know, because I'm going to try and do these. I'm going to put all of these in back to back to back to back to back. This is kind of like almost in an anniversary particular issue. Like, for instance, today is the 20th anniversary of events that I had with a woman that went back in 2001. Early to about 2 weeks and 5 years ago. Again, in June, I had another incident. And you've heard me mention her before, Miss 2016. And I've been spending a lot of time tonight thinking and meditating on what these events had in common and what they didn't have in common, what I should have done, and even to a certain degree, what I shouldn't have done. In both the one, if there was a there was one of the key differences between me in 2001 versus me in 2016 was that back in 2016, I had, because I was going through such an intense experience in every other area of my life, discussing what was going on with Miss 2016 and simply adding it to the pile, to a certain degree, it didn't make it seem like it was all that important, although it ended up being much more important than I thought it was going to be. But it enabled me to discuss the issue, and I didn't feel less embarrassed about it, mostly because in hindsight, there was so much else going wrong in my life at that point. What was another log in the fire, for lack of a better term? Now, in 2001, though, I was caught up in thinking that I needed to be somewhere where I wasn't, because I was still at that point comparing myself to the people around me and what they were doing, as opposed to not being more focused on what I wanted to do, even though in hindsight, I really didn't know where I wanted to go. The difference played out in a couple of different ways. The one in 2016 got a lot more heated, got a lot more tense, got a lot uglier. And part of it was me, a lot of it, more of it than I thought, was her. And trust me, I'm going to do another video about how much of this ended up being her and how much of this ended up being me. But I mean, I didn't discuss the problem. I was embarrassed to discuss the problem because in my mind, I needed to be a lot further along than I actually was in regards to the opposite sex. And there was even a couple of guys that suggested to me this is an area that I needed to work on, and I didn't want to work on it. And I really wasn't prepared to work on it for another 10 years or so. That being said, though, it's not being willing to discuss the problem back then and still being unwilling to discuss the problem a few years from now, again, has had some long-term repercussions for me and maybe even played a little bit into what happened in 2016, but who knows. In 2016, I was more able to discuss the problem, and I was able to get feedback. Consequently, the event, while it was more, the event itself wasn't as loaded, it didn't get as potentially dangerous as the situation in 2001, it was still pretty goddamn painful, but for different reasons. And looking back on these two instances, the thing, if I was going to lay out the one thing that was different, the reason why I am not dealing, I'm not so willing to discuss 2001 versus why I'm quite willing to discuss 2016, is because I was talking about the issues that were going on in my life. with other people in 2016, which enabled me to get through it and deal with it, even though it was a much more emotionally painful experience than 2001, I was able to deal with it a lot better. I was able to process the feelings and turn them into, well, this, what you're listening to right now, 5 years later. I'm not so keen on discussing what happened back in 2001, even though, in retrospect, with new information that I found out in and around the early 2010s, that a lot of it might not have even been me. I still have some discomfort talking about 2001, even though I know that, you know, it wasn't, it was me, but not for the reasons that I thought it was going to be me. And had I been able to, or had I been willing to get past my own pride and bring it up with friends and discuss it with friends and maybe have a support group there to kind of maybe cheer me on, it may have been a different scenario. But then if you go to the next video, you'll realize that it may have been for the best that something didn't happen. Actually, in both cases, it's turning out that it may have been for the best that nothing happened. These events turned out to be blessings rather than curses. And the reason why I'm able to process the situation now with Miss 2016 a lot better, and how I was able to turn it into a positive, whereas 2001 lingered as a bad feeling and a bad experience years after the fact, was the fact that I had a support group and I was willing to talk about it with the support group. So yeah, no matter where you're at, no matter where you think you should be at, no matter how you're doing in relation to someone else, because there's always going to be that guy in the group that always seems to get the women. And I get that feeling of frustration when you're seeing the girl you like go off and bang that asshole. Like, I get how that feels. Keep in mind that you're the one feeding the envy in that particular situation. And that envy will disappear a lot faster if you're not feeding it. And if someone had maybe told you that, or is telling you that now, maybe you'd understand that. And maybe it's not about what that other person has, it's about what you have. If you're dealing with this particular issue and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to go, okay, yeah, there's guys in the master that are really critical about dating coaches. I can tell you some things about dating coaches. Their advice does work if you're willing to find the right one and you're willing to try it. But I mean, I've noticed that probably the best way to deal with this is to just make sure you have a life of your own, so it doesn't matter if the woman is there or not. But yeah, as amazing as it might seem, women are not for that all that complicated. And you don't necessarily have to have one. And you're not going to die if you don't get sex. But and by the way, man, even the most legendary women's men, they don't build statues to those guys. They do build statues and they do commemorate men who go out and do great things and help move other men and other people and societies forward. Those are the men that they talk about. They don't talk about the man who's going around banging 20 women in a year. They don't talk about those guys. Understand that. I mean, yeah, I get it. You're a guy, you know, sex, the whole thing. And I don't mean to sound dismissive about this. If you've got some feelings around them, discuss them. If you've got fetishes that could potentially land you in trouble. You need to deal with those in some form or fashion. The beast that is lust only has as much energy as you're willing to give it. And you're not going to get any answers unless you are willing to ask questions. This is Naroki 5. Like, subscribe, and I'll talk to you later.